Welcome, Deep Divers. This is a new special episode of the podcast AI Unraveled, created and produced by Etienne Newman, senior engineer and passionate soccer dad from Canada. Before we jump in, just a quick reminder, please do like and subscribe at Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out and means you won't miss any of our deep dives. So today our mission is to explore something really fascinating. It's a new frontier in AI, looking at how tech giants, specifically Google with Notebook LM and Microsoft with Copilot, are changing content creation. They're taking static text and turning it into these engaging conversational audio experiences, basically AI-generated podcasts. Our goal here is to unpack what they can do, figure out the key differences, and maybe help you decide which tool might be the right fit for what you need.
Yeah, it's really a big step beyond just standard text-to-speech, isn't it? We're talking about moving past simple narration to something much more dynamic, like AI-driven dialogue. The AI isn't just reading words on a page. It's actually generating brand new conversational scripts. You get these synthetic AI hosts discussing your material. Imagine turning, your research notes or a dense report into a lively discussion, almost like having two AI experts debate the key points for you.
Okay, so not just a robot voice reading an article. This is AI actually creating new audio content. What's the tech making that happen? What's under the hood?
Well, at the core, both platforms use some pretty sophisticated stuff. First up is something called Retrieval Augmented Generation, RAG.
Bagri, yeah.
Both Notebook LM and Copilot use RAG systems. And the whole point is to ground their responses in the actual documents you give them. This is super important because it cuts down massively on what we call hallucination, the AI just making stuff up. Mm. Think of it like giving the AI a very specific curated library. It only uses your books, your documents. It doesn't go off pulling random facts from the internet. It becomes your own personal expert on that specific material.
That source grinding idea, that sounds like a massive deal for, say, academics or anyone doing specialized research. How does that control affect, the quality and trustworthiness, especially if you've got complex stuff, maybe even conflicting sources?
Oh, it's fundamental. Absolutely, yeah. Fundamental. By forcing the AI to stick strictly to your sources, you get this level of control and reliability that's just, while it's non-negotiable for serious research or any situation where accuracy is paramount. And driving all this, the synthesis, the scripting, that's the large language models, the LLMs.
Right, the brains of the operation.
Exactly. So Google's Notebook LM, it's using their latest Gemini models, Gemini 2.0 Pro and Flasher mentioned, known for handling huge amounts of context. Microsoft Copilot, on the other hand, it's tapping into OpenAI models like the new GPT-4o, but also Microsoft's own internal AI work.
And then there's the actual sound. I've heard, especially with Notebook LM, the realism is kind of mind-blowing. How do they make it sound so human?
That's the advanced audio synthesis part. Notebook LM's realism, which really is remarkable, comes from deliberately injecting what are called disfluencies.
Disfluencies.
Yeah, the natural pauses, the filler words like even a bit of conversational back and forth banter. Those little imperfections are what make human speech sound real. It's that subtle final layer that just lifts it way beyond a robotic reading. Copilot uses its own neural TTS, which is good, but sources say it hasn't quite hit that same level of, human-like nuance yet.
It makes you wonder, though, why is this such a big strategic push? Why are Google and Microsoft investing so heavily in turning documents into chats?
Well, the strategic angle is fascinating. You look at someone like Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella. He's apparently talked about how he prefers to get information now. He likes having an interactive voice conversation with a transcript using Copilot, say, during his commute.
Interactive, meaning he can jump in.
Exactly. It's not just passively listening to a recording. It's active. You can interrupt, ask questions. It signals this really profound shift. AI isn't just automating boring tasks anymore. It's actually becoming a content originator. And that dramatically lowers the barrier for creating really sophisticated audio content.
So things like needing expensive mics or professional voice actors, that's less of a hurdle. What's the new challenge then in this AI content world?
You nailed it. The new bottleneck isn't gear. It's the quality of your source material. And just as importantly, your skill in writing prompts to guide the AI effectively. So being good at curating information and prompting AI, that's quickly becoming the key skill for creators. It's AI moving from just doing tasks to actually creating stuff.
That really is a huge shift. Okay, let's dive deeper into Google's offering Notebook LM. People are calling it a personal podcast studio. What's its core identity? What's it built for?
Notebook LM is positioned as a virtual research assistant. It's really designed for synthesizing information, pulling insights out of your own documents. That source grounding principle is central. Everything it generates is based only on the information you feed it. And crucially for many users, Google makes a point of saying your data, your uploaded sources, they are not used to train their models. That's a big privacy promise, especially for sensitive work.
Yeah, that's huge for trust. Okay, and the feature we're really focused on today, the audio overview, how does that actually work when you use it?
Right, the audio overview. It generates basically a deep dive discussion. You get two AI hosts, and the audio is typically somewhere between 4 and maybe 15 minutes long. It takes dense source material and transforms it into this engaging conversational format. People have called it a killer app in generative AI, and you can see why.
And you mentioned it's not just reading aloud. There's a whole process behind creating these discussions. Can you give us a peek behind that curtain?
Yeah, the internal workflow is pretty sophisticated. It starts by generating an outline based on your sources. Then it drafts a script. After that, there's an internal critique and revision step where it sort of refines the script. And then comes that crucial final step we talked about, injecting the disfluencies.
The ums and ahs.
Exactly. Those little things that make it sound convincingly human.
Which brings us back to the sound quality.
Yeah.
The sources we looked at are pretty unanimous. Notebook LM's audio is kind of the gold standard right now. Why is it so good?
The descriptions are things like astonishingly convincing, lifelike, immersive. It genuinely mimics a real podcast conversation. Apparently, the AI hosts are even programmed to sort of maintain this human persona. They're designed to keep you immersed and won't even identify as AI unless, you know, that information is explicitly in the source documents you gave it. It's really clever engineering.
Okay, so how do you actually use it? What's the interface like?
Yeah.
And what kind of stuff can you feed into it?
The interface is pretty clean. It uses a sources chat studio model. So the sources panel is where you upload your stuff. And this is a huge strength. The flexibility is amazing. It takes PDFs, web URLs, even YouTube video links if they have transcripts, audio files, Google Docs, Google Slides, pretty much anything.
Wow, well, that's broad.
It really is. That flexibility makes it more than just a summarizer. It's like a true discovery engine. It lets you connect ideas across totally different formats in a way that used to take immense manual work. Your whole digital library becomes like a conversational partner.
Okay, so sources is for input. Then the chat panel.
That's where you have a conversation with your sources. You can ask questions, clarify points, and it gives you answers, usually citing where it found the information in your documents.
Gotcha. And the studio panel.
That's the generation hub. That's where you create the audio overviews. But you can also generate other things like study guides, briefing notes, outlines, stuff like that. One small note, the Android mobile app experience is apparently a bit more limited compared to the full web version. Something to keep in mind.
What about shaping the output? Can I tell the AI, hey, focus on this aspect or make it for this kind of audience?
Yes, absolutely. There's a feature called a steering prompt. You can use that to customize the generation, tell it to focus on specific topics, adopt a certain tone, or target a particular audience. You could even ask it to generate a discussion suitable for, say, project managers versus engineers based on the same source doc. One thing, though, controlling the exact length of the audio can sometimes be a bit hit or miss.
Now, this sounds really cutting edge. The experimental interactive mode. What's the deal with that? It sounds like it could change how we engage with info.
Oh, this is genuinely groundbreaking stuff. It literally lets you, the user, vocally join the AI-hosted conversation while it's happening.
Wait, really? You can talk to the AI host?
Yeah. You can pause their discussion, ask your own follow-up questions in real time, get personalized answers based on the sources, and then let the AI hosts resume their chat. It completely blurs the line between listening to a static audio file and having a dynamic personal tutor. Imagine listening to a summary of a complex scientific paper, pausing it, and asking the host to explain a specific methodology right then and there. It shows Google's really thinking about new ways to learn and interact with complex info.
That is seriously cool. Okay, before we move on to Copilot, just a quick reminder for everyone listening. If you're looking to get certified in AI and give your career a boost, Etienne Newman, our creator and producer here at AI Unraveled, has got you covered. He offers a range of AI certification preparation ebooks and audiobooks. These cover things like the Azure AI Engineer Associate, Google Cloud Generative AI Leader Certification, AWS Certified AI Practitioner Study Guide, Azure AI Fundamentals, and the Google Machine Learning Certification. You can find them all at DGMGate.com, Shopify, or Google Playbooks. All the links are right there in the show notes for you.
Definitely worth checking out if you're serious about leveling up your AI skills.
Okay, let's pivot now to Microsoft Copilot. It seems positioned differently, more like an integrated audio engine within that whole Microsoft universe, right?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Copilot isn't really a standalone research tool in the same way Notebook LM is. It's positioned as this ubiquitous AI companion that's deeply woven into the Microsoft 365 ecosystem. Its real power comes from its connection to the Microsoft Graph.
The Microsoft Graph.
Think of it as the connective tissue for all your work stuff in Microsoft 365, your emails, your documents, your Teams meetings, chats, calendar, all of it. Copilot can tap into that graph to understand your work context. This makes its insights potentially really relevant to your day-to-day tasks. For grounding in specific files, the main interface is Copilot Notebooks, which is kind of a dedicated space for analyzing specific documents you pointed to.
And it also has this audio overview capability.
Mm-hmm.
How does that function within the Microsoft environment? What's it typically used for?
Yeah, it does. You can access it through Copilot Notebooks and also directly from files stored in OneDrive for Business. The use cases are very productivity focused. Think summarizing a long report you need to get up to speed on, or maybe catching up on the key points of a Teams meeting recording while you're, you know, commuting. It offers two styles, a single voice summary style and a two voice podcast style, usually with American male and female voices.
But how does it sound? We heard Notebook LM is top tier. Where does Copilot land on audio fidelity?
Well, that's where the difference is pretty noticeable based on user feedback. It's functional, definitely, but the quality lags behind Notebook LM. Reviews tend to describe it as more robotic or mechanical. It doesn't have those natural pauses, the banter, the disfluencies that make Notebook LM sound so real. It feels more like listening to a well-scripted briefing than an actual spontaneous conversation. The consensus is it still trails Notebook LM significantly in naturalness.
That's a really important distinction, especially if you're thinking about creating audio for, say, external audiences or public consumption. And what about using it, the workflow? You said integration is its strength, but maybe also a limitation.
Exactly. Its superpower is being deeply integrated into M365. But that strength comes with a trade-off. A walled garden when it comes to sources. It's pretty much restricted to files within the Microsoft 365 ecosystem. So Word docs, certain PDFs, Teams meeting recording stored in OneDrive or SharePoint.
So unlike Notebook LM, you can't just point it at a random web page or a YouTube video.
Generally, no, not in the same easy way. This approach makes sense for big companies focused on enterprise security and data compliance, keeping everything within their secure Microsoft environment. But it definitely limits flexibility for broader research that might involve external sources.
Right. Makes sense for corporate environments. How's the actual user experience then, using it day to day?
For people living inside Microsoft 365, it can feel pretty seamless. It pops up right where you need it. But accessing the audio overview feature specifically can sometimes feel a bit fragmented depending on where you're starting from OneDrive, Copilot Chat, etc. Also, a few limitations to note. It's currently English only. Your source document needs to have at least 200 words. And in some lockdown corporate settings, data loss prevention, DLP policies might actually block the feature.
Okay. And customization or interactivity. Does Copilot have anything like that cool interactive mode you mentioned for Notebook LM?
It's more limited right now compared to Notebook LM's experimental feature. You can switch between the summary and podcast styles after generation. Microsoft has said future updates will bring more control things like choosing the number of speakers, maybe different conversational styles, length control. In terms of interactivity, you can pause the playback and ask follow-up questions to Copilot in the chat pane alongside the audio player. It adapts in real time based on the context. So there's interactivity, but it's focused on productivity within that M365 chat interface rather than joining the podcast itself.
Got it. Okay, let's do the head-to-head, the showdown. This is where we really lay out the differences for you. For someone creating audio, especially for others to listen to, what's the absolute deciding factor?
For public-facing content, it's got to be audio quality. And here, the difference is really quite stark. Notebook LM delivers that superior realism, those human-like imperfections that make it genuinely enjoyable to listen to. Copilot's output is functional, yes, but still sounds noticeably artificial, less polished. So if your priority is creating audio that sounds natural and engaging for a broad audience, Notebook LM has a clear edge right now.
Okay. Quality. Point man.
Yeah.
Notebook LM. What about getting information in? Source ingestion? Is that trade-off you mentioned, freedom versus security?
That's exactly it. Notebook LM offers incredible open-ended flexibility. Web pages, PDFs, YouTube, audio files, you can throw almost anything at it. Fantastic for broad research, for journalists, academics. Copilot, with its walled garden, restricts you mainly to your M365 files. That's great for enterprise security, data governance, keeping things compliant within a corporate environment. But it's far less versatile for pulling in diverse external information. So yeah, freedom versus security is a good way to frame it.
Now, here's something maybe unexpected. Collaboration. If I'm working on research with a team, which tool actually helps us work together better?
This one might surprise you. Notebook LM actually comes out ahead here currently.
Really? Even though Copilot is the enterprise tool?
Yeah. With Notebook LM, you can share an entire notebook, all the sources, the chat history, the generated notes with colleagues, giving them view or even edit permissions. It enables genuine collaborative research and content creation within the tool. Copilot notebooks, right now, only let you share the individual files you've analyzed, not the whole interactive notebook session itself. So for team projects where you need shared context and iteration, Notebook LM is surprisingly more collaborative.
Interesting. Okay, this is starting to paint a picture of who these tools are really for.
Yes.
Let's talk ideal user profiles and pricing. Who's the perfect Notebook LM user?
The ideal Notebook LM user is probably someone like a student, an academic, a researcher, maybe a journalist, or even a solo content creator. They're dealing with diverse sources, they need deep analysis and synthesis, they really care about the quality of the output, like that audio, and they value having a powerful, flexible, standalone tool. Pricing-wise, there's a pretty generous free tier to get started. Then there's Google One AI Premium, which bundles it with other AI features for about $19.99 a month. And there are enterprise options through Google Workspace, or cloud, essentially Google selling access to its cutting-edge AI models here.
And on the flip side, who is Microsoft Copilot built for?
The prime user for Microsoft Copilot is likely a corporate employee. Think business analysts, project managers, knowledge workers inside medium to large organizations already heavily invested in the Microsoft 365 ecosystem. Their priority is streamlining internal workflows, summarizing meetings, drafting documents faster. They value that seamless integration with Outlook, Teams, Word, etc. And for their organization, enterprise-grade security and compliance are absolutely non-negotiable. For pricing, there's a limited free version integrated into some M365 experiences. Copilot Pro is around $20 a month for individuals, but the main play is enterprise, which is typically $30 per user per month, and crucially, that's on top of needing a qualifying Microsoft 365 license. Often there's an annual commitment too, so Microsoft is really selling an AI-powered productivity layer for the enterprise.
That makes the distinction really clear. Now, before we wrap up the comparison, here's a quick message for the innovators and leaders listening, calling all AI innovators and tech leaders. If you're looking to elevate your authority and reach a highly engaged audience of AI professionals, researchers, and decision makers, consider becoming a sponsored guest right here on AI Unraveled. You can share your cutting-edge insights, talk about your latest projects, and share your vision for the future of AI in a dedicated interview segment. Learn more about our thought leadership partnership and the benefits for your brand. You can apply at djamgatetech.com/wei-unraveled. The link is in the show notes.
Great opportunity to connect with a really focused audience in the AI space.
Definitely. Okay, let's talk about the last mile. Getting this AI-generated audio out into the world. You mentioned neither tool is a complete podcasting platform.
Exactly. That's a key thing to understand. Both Notebook LM and Copilot are fantastic content generation tools. They give you the raw ingredients, the MP3 audio file, the transcript, but they stop there. They don't have built-in tools for editing the audio, adding music, enhancing the sound quality, or directly distributing your creation to platforms like Spotify or Apple Podcasts. That's the last mile problem.
So if I create a great audio overview in Notebook LM that I want to share publicly, what are the next steps? What's that workflow look like?
Right. For public consumption, you'd start in Notebook LM. Maybe break down large sources into smaller chunks for more focused outputs. Use those steering prompts to get the tone and focus just right. Then you download the generated MP3 file. Now comes the critical manual or semi-manual step, editing and enhancement. You'd import that MP3 into a third-party tool. There are AI-powered audio editors like Wondercraft or Podcastle that are great for this. They let you potentially tweak the script, maybe even change the AI voices, add intro-outro music, sound effects, polish it up.
Okay, so edit and enhance. Then what about repurposing, getting more mileage out of it?
Once you have that polished audio, you can absolutely repurpose it. Use tools like FlowGen or Recast Studio to create short video clips from the audio, perfect for sharing on social media. And don't forget the text. The script or the transcript is valuable content too. Use it for blog posts, detailed show notes, email newsletters. Finally, distribution. You take that polished MP3 file and upload it to a podcast hosting provider. Think Spotify for Podcasters, formerly Anchor, Buzzsprout, Podbean. There are many options. They generate the RSS feed that pushes your podcast out to all the major listening apps.
Gotcha. So a multi-step process using other tools. Now, for Microsoft Copilot, used more for internal productivity, how does that workflow look? Is it more about staying inside the Microsoft ecosystem?
Mostly, yes. That's where Copilot shines. So you generate your audio overview from, say, a Word doc or a Teams recording transcript stored in OneDrive. You save the MP3, maybe back to OneDrive, and you have the transcript. Copilot's real strength here is chaining AI tasks within M365. You can take that transcript and feed it right back into Copilot, but in a different app. For example, prompt Copilot in PowerPoint. Create a 5-slide presentation summarizing the key points from this transcript. Or jump into Outlook and ask Copilot. Draft an email to the project team summarizing the action items discussed in this audio overview transcript. It's about seamless workflow integration.
So, using the output of one AI task as the input for the next, all within Microsoft's world.
Precisely. Now, if you did want to take a Copilot audio overview and make it public-facing, you'd follow the same external workflow as with Notebook LM, export the MP3, use third-party editors, hosting platforms, etc.
It sounds like for anyone serious about AI-driven audio content, there's really a whole tool chain involved beyond just Notebook LM or Copilot.
That's a great way to put it. You typically need a set of tools. One, initial generation, Notebook LM or Copilot. Two, audio editing enhancement, tools like Wondercraft, Podcastle, maybe Adobe Podcast for cleanup. Three, transcription, if you need a super accurate or formatted one, Descript, Otter.ai. Four, video clip generation, FlowGen, Recast Studio, maybe even Microsoft Clipchamp. Five, social post generation, automating summaries posts, Listener.fm, CapShow, DubMedia. Six, and finally, podcast hosting distribution, Spotify for Podcasters, Buzzsprout, Podbean, etc.
So the key takeaway here isn't just about the initial AI audio.
Right. The AI-generated podcast or audio overview, it's not the end product. It's the start. It's the genesis of a whole content engine. Think about it. One generation gives you audio and text. You can break those down, atomize them, into dozens of smaller content pieces. Social posts, video clips, blog articles, email snippets, all across different platforms. It massively amplifies your ability to create and share content from a single core piece of information. And maybe more profoundly, it really changes how we interact with complex information. Suddenly, any document, any web page, any meeting transcript can become a dynamic conversation, a personalized learning experience.
It's a really powerful way to think about it. Okay, let's bring it home. The final verdict. Which tool is better for someone listening right now trying to decide?
Well, as we've kind of hammered home, there's no single better tool. It really truly depends on your context, your needs. But to summarize, Notebook LM is, right now, the champion if your priority is high-quality, natural-sounding, public-facing, AI-generated audio content. Or if you're doing deep research across diverse, often external sources, its audio realism and source flexibility are its killer features.
And Copilot.
Microsoft 365 Copilot is the undisputed champion for enterprise integration and productivity within that secure corporate workflow. If you live in Microsoft 365, need to streamline internal tasks and value that seamless embedding above all else, Copilot is designed for you, even if the audio isn't quite as polished yet.
Where do you see this heading? What's the future trajectory for these two in this space? It feels like it's moving fast.
Incredibly fast. This is a dynamic market. You can bet Microsoft is working hard to improve Copilot's audio fidelity and likely expand the types of sources it can handle, maybe finding secure ways to ingest external data. At the same time, Google will probably look to deepen Notebook LM's enterprise integrations, making it more appealing for business use cases, and they'll likely keep innovating on new content formats and interactive features. That feature gap, especially in audio quality, is likely to narrow over time. Both companies are pushing the boundaries hard.
A really fascinating space to watch. It truly feels like AI isn't just automating tasks, but fundamentally changing how we consume, interact with, and even create complex information, turning everything into a potential conversation. Before we officially wrap, one more reminder about boosting your AI credentials. Etienne Newman, creator and producer of AI Unraveled, offers those fantastic AI certification preparation ebooks and audiobooks we mentioned, covering Azure AI Engineer, Google Cloud Generative AI Leader, AWS AI Practitioner, Azure AI Fundamentals, Google Machine Learning Cert, a whole range. Find them at djamgap.com, Shopify, or Google Playbooks. Links are in the show notes.
And also check out Etienne Newman's toolkit, the AI Unraveled Builders Toolkit. It's packed with AI tutorial PDFs, certification guides, and even AI tutorials in audio and video format. A great resource to help you actually start building with AI. Again, djamgap.com, link in the show notes.
And one final call out. AI innovators, tech leaders want to share your vision with our audience. Become a sponsored guest on AI Unraveled. Elevate your brand and connect with AI professionals. Apply for our thought leadership partnership at djamgaptech.com. Favory AI-Unraveled. Link, of course, is in the show notes. That's all the time we have for this deep dive. Thank you so much for joining us. Please make sure to like and subscribe to AI Unraveled on Apple Podcasts so you get all our future explorations into the world of AI. We'll catch you next time.